David Amad Aleph. David Amad Aleph. We did three new cases we learned yesterday. Let's just recap on the three cases we learned. Remember, Rashi said in the Tetz Amad Beis, these are all Piskei Halachis. Piskei Halachis. So we've learned so far seven Piskei Halachis, four from before Purim and three from afterwards. So what are the three cases? One case we said was that the mouth came in with a loaf of bread, and the person went after it to check for it, and he found the chametz. He actually found some food, found chametz. So do we assume that's the chametz that was brought in? He says, Machlekes, the Gemara, the Machlekes, the Rebbe, and Shimon ben Gamliel. According to Rebbe holds, what you find is what you lost. And Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, since you know for sure that it was chametz that came in the house, how can you just assume that what you find is what you lost? It could be that there's other chametz, that what you lost is still there. And therefore you have to do it in more thorough search. You have to do a thorough search. You can't stop the search in the middle. You have to finish off searching until you find nothing else. Once you've finished the whole house and you found nothing else, then you can indeed assume that what you lost is what you found. Okay? That is case number six. Case number six. Right, you're right. Case number six. Case number six. Okay, the first case of yesterday. Then, next case. The next case was that you left 9 pieces and you found 10. So also, so you would have thought, found 10. Okay, so the 9 that I left were the original 9. And the one I found is an additional one. So no. Look to the Rebbe Rabban. That also is a machlokes, but this time between Rebbe and Rabban. The Rebbe said, indeed, the original 9 is what you placed there, and there's now a 10th one there. So you've got no problem. No need to search the house now. Because the original 9 is what I found. Mashengen Rabbanon say that, no, the original 9 has gone. The person doesn't place extra next to what was original there. The original 9 has gone, and these are 10 new pieces. Meaning, since the original 9 are gone, you better go and look for them. You have to start searching your house to find the original 9. That is what
the
one.
Is this similar to
the Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel agree?
Say again, sorry.
The Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they seem to have the same svara. You know, in essence, that you know, once it's so, I'm just wondering how come it's with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in one case and it's with the other Chamim in the other case.
No, they don't really agree. They're not really saying the same thing. If Shimon ben Gamliel, in the first case, he said, you can't stop looking. You have to search through, they have to search the house. Continue searching, because it could be that what you found is not what you lost. Here's a new thing. I find one extra piece. Why should I assume that what I've got here is not what I originally placed here? I placed 9 here. Why should I assume it changed? Without a rather, Shimon Gamliel would hold that you have to search it. That's a new chiddush. Rabbanon hold that having an extra piece, finding an extra piece is not an extra piece, but that means that the original 9 are not there at all. And it's all new. And we said that in Rabbanon it's not misophic. They're not saying just to be machmi. That perhaps there's another one. We said in Rabbanon it's a vadai. Rabbanon it's a vadai. So yesterday one of the Rishonim bring down that the Rabbanon only misophic, and it's just not true. You see, the Rabbanon say you go to Kula by Chulin, right? So you see, the Rabbanon hold it to Vadai. Therefore, here also, there's a Chiddush, the Rabbanon holds the Vadai, what you place there is not there anymore.
The Rabbanon says
that it's only misophic, the Rabbanon, and he says, not true. The Rabbanon says, Vadei Cholim, the Rabbanon go to Kula. So If the Rabbanon go to Kule, it means they hold me. Well, then that's what we said. Okay, let's say the Rabbanon holds me.
I think the case in Beitar, we've got the Shovach with the birds on it. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. Do you use the same principle if you're using Beitar with the Shovach with the birds? Where you set aside black and white birds, and then you only found white, and then...
Very good. That Tosfos is going to talk about. Tosfos is going to say that based on that this Gemara is based on that Gemara. In fact, the Gemara there brings this Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
So, but maybe we'll learn this Gemara in Beitar. We'll see. Okay, because it does have ramification for understanding the sugya here. And then the third case. The third case was that he left 10 and he found 9. And it's machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanan. What's machlekes, Yossi? You have to have a meaning, speak a little bit more. And therefore what? What would Rabbi tell you? You have to search for one. You have to search for the whole 10. Right? You left 10 and you find 9. According to Rabbi, one got lost. You have to search for one. And according to Rabbanon, all of them, you have to search for. So if you remember yesterday, I told you that case 1 and case 3 should be setting some alarm bells. And if your alarm bells do ring, you should give me a call. My phone didn't ring. Anyone had any alarm bells ringing between case 1 and case 3? Is there any raya how we paskin? In case 1, we brought, okay, to Machlekes between Rebbe and Shimon ben Gamliel. Do we have any proof how we paskin in this Machlekes between Rebbe and Shimon ben Gamliel? We're learning the other cases. Let's analyze it a little bit. You left 10 and you found 9. You left 10 and you found 9. So what's the machlokes the maisa between them? What's the difference between Rebbe and Rav and the Chachamim?
Well, you can quit searching after you find the last one.
The Rebbe says you have to search for one, and the Chachamim says you have to search for all 10, right? Now let me ask you, according to Shimon ben Gamliel, Shimon ben Gamliel said if you see a mouse taking one inside, and then you search and you find one, what does Shimon ben Gamliel say you do? You continue searching. You continue searching. So according to that, in this case here, where you left 10 and you found 9, what would Rebbe, what would Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel tell you to do?
Sound like the 10. Well,
what would he tell you to do? You left 10 and you found 9. What would he tell you to do? So he said, Rebbe says you lost 1. Because you have gone on, you lost 10.
Because he's going to say, all of them.
Maybe not. Maybe you see Rebbe's case.
Why?
Why? Because Rebbe is more, he's more modern than Rebbe in the other case. But here he would say no, it's the same one. Just find it. You have 9 in front of you.
Why? And then it's exactly the spot.
Yeah.
You found one somewhere else. I left 10 and I found 9 here. But 1 is somewhere else. So what do you have to look for? You have to look for 1.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
According to Shimon, I'm going to have to look for according to Shimon, you'd have to look for the whole house anyway. Because even if you find one, who says this is the one from the 10? There was 10, and you found 9. So one's lost. So where is that one? I'm going to look for it. Let's say I find that one. How do I know that's the one from the 10? You can't assume that what you find is what you lost. As much as this got moved, maybe another one got moved. So that what you find is not assumed that what you lost. You anyway have to search through the whole house. Beforehand, yeah. And I have 10 here. I search my house and I place 10 pieces. In the morning I wake up and I find 9 pieces. So how much of the house do I have to search? So now it's the Geah Alok HaMaisa. This is the Geah Alok HaMaisa. We learned that when you go to sleep at night, you have to make sure that you put the chomet in a place that's secure. Why? Because maybe a cholder will take it. Or, says we like early in the Gemara, that maybe you'll find less pieces than what you placed there originally. So if I find less pieces than what I placed there originally, what does that require me to do now? What does that require me to do?
Recheck the house. Recheck.
Maybe.
Why are we assuming it's a no?
Maybe.
Why, I'm asking, why are we assuming it's a no?
Because it's a maybe.
What do we mean?
I know there was vomit in my house.
Likely the person.
I know there was vomit in my house.
What?
I know I had vomit in my house.
I
have.
Ain't
sofik moitim dey vadai.
What?
Ain't sofik moitim dey vadai. I know I had vomit in my house. I have to be certain that that vomit is gone. How are you going to be certain? Maybe somebody ate it. Maybe. Got right. Maybe it's certain, maybe a mouse took it. Hold on, whoever it is, maybe it's hidden somewhere. Maybe a kid put it in his closet because he wants to keep it for Simcha's Torah.
We're saying that the subject of what you found is the subject whether or not that's what was lost or that's a different piece. And so this, and that subject, because we don't know, that's not going to be able to uproot the Vaday that we know that is coming from the house.
Right. Sure. So therefore, come to Rebbe, even if you only lost one piece, you're going to have to check the whole house just to be sure that what I found is what I lost. There's no nafkamina anymore between Rebbe and Rabbanon. Rabbanon says you have to worry that maybe all 10 pieces are dotted around the house. And Rebbe says you have to only assume one. Maybe all the Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, anyway you have to check the whole house. There's no nafkamina in the Maisa. So the Rishonim say,
check the house for what?
For the whole house to see if I can find, to make sure that the piece I found is the piece that got lost.
Only for what?
No. You have to check the whole house to make sure that what you find is what you lost.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's no enough to mention the mice anymore between Rebbe and Rabbanon. Rebbe says one piece got lost. So Rabbanon says 9 pieces, 10 pieces got lost. So what? It's not going to make any difference to you. And originally what we would have thought the difference is, it comes to Rebbe, you have to look for 1 piece. And it comes to Rabbanon, you have to look for 10 pieces. And now we're saying, it comes to Shimon Gamliel, you have to look through the whole house anyway to find either 1 piece or 9 pieces, but you have to search through the whole house.
Right.
So no enough minute of mice between Rebbe and Rabbanon if you were told like you're Shimon Gamliel. Yeah,
Rebbe,
you should say,
Rebbe and Shimon
Gamliel
already are
in Machlokes
with each other, so you can't, Rebbe can't agree with Shimon.
But this Machlokes here, Rebbe and Rabbanon, you now figure here, yeah, this Machlokes is that. 10 and 9, you're quite right. So the Rabbanon also, the Rabbanon says you have to assume that 10 is lost, but not more than 10. Right?
Okay.
So since the Rebbe and Rabbanon are arguing about 10 and 9, and the hand you have to look for, the Shreinim say from here, you see that Allah is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And if you lost a piece, and you find a piece, that's the piece that you lost. You don't need to search more for it. Now, since there's a Machlokes between 10 and 9, you had 10 and you find 9. Machlokes is how much you have to look for. Do you look for 1 or do you look for 10? But everyone agrees that once you found 10, that's all you have to do.
Once you find the 10th one?
Everyone, even Rabbanon, who say that you have to search for 10, that even they would agree if you find 10 other pieces, you would be okay. You wouldn't need to search for more.
Oh, of course.
Well, of course, it comes over Shimon Gamliel. You have to finish it all out. Kondrem Shimon Gamliel, you have to search the whole house because you can never assume that what you find is what you lost.
So at the end of the day, then, the person has 19 pieces.
Could be. Could be. Could be. If you would find 19 pieces, from the Chum, you stop there. According to Rabbanon, Kondrem Shimon Gamliel, you'd have to keep searching. Uh-huh. Yes.
Can I have deduced from the fact that the first case, the second case, was a machloket between the two parties that they were siding with Rebbe, and then in the last case, and it took that the first case was not figured on that they were not in agreement with Rashbag. Hey, if Rabbanim were agreeing with Rashbag in the first case, the Braisa would have said Rabbanim. The fact that he didn't say Rabbanim and only mentioned a single, only just him, Mashma, that he is not in agreement with Rashbag.
Not mochach, but it's definitely mechazik what we said. Not mochach what you think, because often we can have machlokes of Shimon and Meir, and we'll say just Shimon and Meir won't say Rabbanon. It doesn't always say Rabban. It doesn't mean necessarily we don't pass it like this. But it can definitely be Mechazik what we're saying. It's Mechazik from the next, so the third case that we learned that the Halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Because if it would be Halacha like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the whole discussion is mute. The whole discussion about whether it's original or not original is all mute.
Presumably,
if
you have to
take
the Kamara and
Kamara, you
have to take the Kamara and
okay. Then, you know, there must be more around, less around, more around. So I'll do a complete search again, because clearly there isn't before me something that something. So the Yaakov is asking an interesting shayla, which I disagree with him on it. But Yaakov is saying, what would be if you left 10 pieces and you left 10 pieces and you find 9? And then when you search your house, you find another 15 pieces. Do you have to keep searching your house to say, well, if I found 15 pieces, it means there's obviously something fishy going here, and therefore I have to search to check if there's any more? I don't think so. Because the rule is, we're not chayshish for chulis. So what you find. You have to be chayshish for more than that. Unless you see it, and you don't see a chulis. So what you found. Right. Okay, so that's that. We have to learn tasis here. Chulin amai tashenim and hinyach ezer. Now the first tasis of chulin is really to do with hilchus amai tashenim, nothing to do with hilchus pesach. So I'm just going to say it quickly and explain it about prayer. It's not something which I need you to work too hard on. It's not mesfudia which we're learning. The next tasis is a tasis that we do need to work a little bit harder on, because it has ramifications for understanding the study. So let's do the first phases. So in it's talking about the second case that we learned. Second case that we learned yesterday. You had one money and you find two money.
Any aspect that you should learn from what Rashi said regarding immediately after?
Well, Rashi is Achrov.
Yeah.
Is
not coming
regarding
that
Lashon
of Achrov or not?
That Lashon is difficult.
What would make me hold if it wasn't Achrov?
If I can. If anything, that Achrov means a long time afterwards. Because if it would be straight away afterwards, then there's more reason to say it should be able to be Maker. So, I understand, but I don't know why it's, this word Achrov, I don't understand why I should say it. I don't understand it. Achrov sounds like immediately afterwards, and it doesn't mean Dafka immediately afterwards, yeah. I don't know. What's Rashi saying? Nimsa? Look at the next Rashi. Nimsa Vokever. Nimsa Vokever. Lachazma.
Right.
So I don't know why the word Achrov is written. That's a question which I've had for at least 20 years. It's 15 years. So I don't know. Okay. So Cholin Amai Tushen. Robin Zebizel. Let's try this status. Okay. Pesha Kuncha. So what was the case? The case was that you had one coin of Amai Tushen. And you find two coins there. Do you say that second coin is Chulin, and the first coin is Maite Shein, or do you say that both of them are Chulin? And the Gemara said that contra Ebi, one coin is Maite Shein and one coin is Chulin. You don't know which one. So what do you do if you don't know which one? You have to be conscious that there's a Gzush of Maite Shein somewhere here. So Rashi said, bring another coin and be poisoned, the Kedusha, Maite Sheni, on the other coin. And now both those coins are Maite Sheni, or Chulin, and you have a Kedusha Maite Sheni on the side. That's what Rashi says. Here's a Kuntra, so you have Sloim, Bishavim on it. You bring Sloim that are worth a Mone. And you say, Kal Mokim Shu Moiz Maite Sheni. Any place where the Kedusha Maite Sheni is, you Mokulolim Al Moiz Halolim Shbichal on this coin. Yeah, it makes sense, because you've got two coins. You don't know which one's called Kedusha. So you can't use both of them. So what should you do? So you transfer the Kedusha of one of them onto another coin. And then everything's okay. Says Rashi, says Taisa, the Rechin on Pirishkei. It was unnecessary for Rashi to bring a third coin. The Minai Bufayu, O Yoche Likach, Shir Mois Maita. From within the two coins itself, you could take the Shir of Maita. How? Well, I mean, you'll say, Im Eru Mois Maita, if these coins are Maita Shady Money, I tell you, then I don't need to do a pigeon at all. Bim Lab, and if not, Kol Mochim Shein, Harayim, Makolon, there you go. Somebody's got two coins, yeah? It's bound 200, yeah, two money, yeah? So it's really more than two coins, yeah? Two money. He's got bound two money. He knows that he only had one money in it. The one money is chuli. So he gives coins, and he takes the one money. He says, if this is the Maita Sheini, very good, so I don't need to do anything. This is the Maita Sheini. If the Maita Sheini money is still in the other pile, or some of the Maita Sheini is in the other pile, then these coins, which are obviously made up of chulin, should transfer the kedusha, the transfer from the other coins should be transferred onto these coins. I don't need to bring other coins. From the near there, within the same coins, I can do it. Wherever they are, they should be transferred onto these. Okay, so that's how Tosfos says. B'chinon Rashi says that.
Quick question for the
one. Yeah.
Isn't it necessary for the coin that you transfer the kedusha onto that cause a little bit more value than the one that was transferred from?
Is it then if you're doing on pay rate? For coins not, but for pay rate. For pay rate. For the pay rate. It says by coins as well. You have to add the chemish. I don't remember that. Okay, fine. Very good. That's the next point of Tosis. Right? Okay, so the first part of Tosis was that, Rashi said you bring another coin, Rashi said you bring Sloim, and Tosis says that it's unnecessary. And then Tosis ends off, very far, he should appear Rashi, and Rashi said you bring Sloim, the Echach or Lachalara Sloim, how can it be put on Sloim, of a Peik Azov, Oma, Tiva, Tiva, Loi Mechalili. The Shom process. So this is Hilchos Maita Sheini, that you can't be put on everything. You can't be put on the same type of
Slayim.
As a different type, taking from Ketzav onto Nechoshes. It's all
Hilchos.
Yeah, it's all Hilchos Maita Sheini. I don't want to go into that. We learned it because it's just a point that brought up in the studio, but I don't want to go into Maita Sheini at the club. So Mela,
why did Rashi not say that the same coin is enough? I mean, he must have had a good reason to say bring another coin.
Right. Nachon. It's a question on Rashi. So it's a discussion on Rashi. Begin on Pirushkin.
I understand the first question, but is there not enough answer for Rashi?
Yeah, who's the one that answers Rashi? Go on.
Marsha.
Motra, who's the support of Rashi?
Run.
No.
No, somebody that always comes down.
Yeah, who's always there to support Rashi? The Mother Chai.
Mordechai.
You're on mute.
Sorry. I was on mute, sorry, in the beginning summer.
Indeed, here he writes, Elianistati Levati, Levanti Koshizu. Right, so very good. So again, Shlema answers both kashas of Tosfos. He says, don't understand the last kashas of Tosfos, because why did Rashi say you bring slime? Slime was silver. Why did you bring slime? He said, because, again, if it's just coins on coins, you can't be paid. It doesn't help if I say it. He says, you can't be paid coins on coins. And that's why I have to bring slime or keter to replay the value of the coins onto the silver. Mois and slime, you can't do them the same thing. You can do it from mois onto the slime. Slimes are pieces of keter. Okay, so maybe that's why I said you bring something else.
Doesn't have to be minted.
It does have to be minted. This is back to our Hilchos Pesach. You left 10 pieces and you found 9. So Shaila is the one that got lost, or is it all 10 got lost? The Rebbe Netamid Omar, Hu Kevah She'Ovad, Hu Kevah She'Nimtza. Says Tosafot, Rebbe, that says that you just have to look for one. He, in the Shitotah, he holds, like he said earlier, if the mouse took one in and you find that one, you can assume that what you lost is what you found. That's Rebbe. Of course, Rebbe holds that way. The Kimish Shemotza Echod in Sarach lived it. But Rabbanon, now look at what Tosafot is saying. Rabbanon, Ad Shemotza Eseh, until you find 10. Okay, the Pirish HaKumshus. Because Rabbanon, you need to search until you find 10. Until you find all 10 of them. But says Tosafot, if you find 10, it's okay. If you find 10, you are okay. That's enough. You can stop. Right. So why? Because Tosafot is saying, this Rabbanon is Chodek and Shem Mingim here. Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanon here is not the old Machlokes Rebbe and Shem Mingim here. But it's a new one. Rebbe, and the Rebbe holds if you find one, that's good enough. Why? Because Rebbe anyway holds that what you lost is what you find. And the Rabbanon says you have to look for 10. But when once you found 10, you can stop looking.
Can I ask you, this whole analogy with Meister Shani to chametz, I don't get a person, the chametz hold, that a person doesn't put chulin with meister, doesn't put meister with chulin. So if you find a different thing, you assume that he moved it. But a mouse drops a piece of bread. What do we assume, that the mouse wouldn't drop a piece of bread because he's worried about that it's not the piece? Why wouldn't it be? He has no reason not for that not to be his piece.
We're not assuming that mouse puts it, we're assuming that person puts it there.
Right, in the case of Meister, I understand, but I don't see how that's relevant for chametz.
We're not assuming by chametz that the mouse put the food by the other pile. We're assuming that person did. And people don't add to the existing piles. That's what Shittas Chachamim is. You can't say that people add to existing piles. Adrava, they take away the original one, and anything new is on its own. Of course, you could argue on this far. Rabbi did, but that's what the Chachamim held. So says Tosafot now, the end of Tosafot is Gemara Beitzah, which Rabbi Yaakov was pointing out yesterday, and Rabbi Bernard mentioned today. In the Gemara Beitzah, it's a big discussion in this Shittas of Shimon and Rabbanon, in Shittas Rabbanon and Rabbi. And the Gemara there says, the Rabbanon only said, and this is obviously going to help us for Moshe is asking, the Rabbanon only said that we can assume it's a new thing, the new pile, because the original pile were all tied together. And therefore, if you took one, they'll take all 10. And anything new is new. There were 10, and you find 9. Do we say, well, one just went? Or do we say no? If, since they're all tied, the one that took one took all 10, and the male of the new 9. The 9 are here now on you. The 7, that's the Gemara Beitzah. That's the Gemara Beitzah.
What's different? Are we transporting that here and saying that in this case
they're all... Says Tosafot, Umayri, Shekola Kikro is Kishurim Dezem. This Gemara is talking about where all the loaves are tied to each other. Dumya, the Prugda, the Rebbe Rabban. Similar to the Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanon. Why? The Befei Kama de Beitza, Omar, the Gemara there said, the Machlokes de Kishim Kishurim. The Machlokes Gene Rebbe Rabbanon talking about where you have purses which are tied together. If you have individual purses and you find an extra purse, or you find one person missing, then the Vakel Cholin or my Tushayim or Rabin Tevzeh, even Rabbanim agree that this extra one was just added and was not. You can't say that the original Maita Sheni is gone. Okay, so since Taisus, if you learn Malka Sugi and Beitza, you'll see that the Machlekes Rebbe Nehem Shem Ben Gamliel is not so simple as we've explained so far. Just can we automatically assume that what was gone, what was here originally is gone? No, it was talking about a specific case where all the bags of Maita Sheni are tied together. So then, says Rabbanon, since they were all tied together, if a guy took one, he took all ten. Or if a guy adds one, right, if a guy adds one, so if they're tied together, now they're not tied together, there must be two new ones. Or if these two are tied together, also must be two new ones, because the original ones weren't, the original one was not tied to this. But says, but if they were individual ones, if you have individual purses, and you find an extra bag, of money, says Rabbanan, indeed it could be that this is, the original money is here and this is new money. It's only if they were originally all tied together. Now you don't find it like that. That's when there's a big riot that says that something's changed. But if they were in the same situation as before, just with one extra bag, indeed you're going to say that the original money is changed here and this is new. So this is the same would be by the Chametz. The Chametz is saying if you find you had nine pieces and you find ten, is all the original nine gone or no? So this is, it depends. If you hold, if the loaves were tied together and now you find ten individual loaves, well that tells me that the original ones are all gone. Because when those were tied and you just took them all. Took one, he took the whole thing. Or if he adds one, so if they're all tied together, now you don't find them tied and you find an extra one. So then very good, so the original nine are gone and this is an extra ten, says Rabban. But if they were all individual loaves originally and now you find an extra loaf, then in a chalim, just one extra loaf, you don't have to assume that the nine original ones are gone. So what are we talking about here? What are we talking about here? We're talking about loaves which are tied together. That's what we're talking about.
That's nothing to do with mouse green,
We're talking about loaves that are tied together, and you find an extra loaf. You find an extra one. Right? You have nine loaves tied together, and you find an extra one. So what are we assuming?
Loaves tied together.
Loaves tied together.
And
that's loaves of it, yeah.
Whatever it is.
They're tied together, you I'll leave that to your imagination, how they can be tied together, right?
Okay.
So loaves which are tied together, so we're assuming, says Rabbanon, if you find an extra one, then the original nine were taken away. So how is it taken away? Nine loaves is far too much for one mouse to carry. They're all stuck together. Even though here we can't assume Achbarim took them, kids took them. So it made it so that takes that to Shati, which makes it easy for us to understand Shati Rabbanon. Yeah? It's what we're all grappling with. If you have nine and you find an extra one, they even take it that all the nine is gone. I said, yeah, but something's changed. They were originally tied and now they're not tied. So what's going on? The reason is because the original ones are all taken away, and these are 10 new ones.
Or not all nine are gone, another 10 are here?
Yeah.
That's a little funny, no?
Funny as in, uh-huh.
And if you think that, it's far-fetched, I would say. If you think it's, that the kids took them, why can't you think the kids untied them? If the kids took them, then where did the 10 come from?
They brought new ones.
Who brought them?
The kids, father, whoever it was, four new ones.
Father's the one who's investigating.
Yeah, okay. So the kids, the father, the one who's
grandfather.
As much as something changed.
Isn't there greater probability to say just one arrived?
Nothing to do with greater probability. Do we have a supposed to assume that?
Sure.
No. That's right. Very wise.
Rosh Tikkunim.
Very good. I'm solving right today about
this. Basically upends any kind of proof with respect to the first case with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel versus Rabbi.
Still though.
No, how could it be? Because if you find them tied together, there was nine.
Okay.
Or you find them now
not tied together. They weren't tied together, and you find them
Then you have to look for the new nine. You have to find the original ten.
Right.
The original ten, they also find them tied together. It's still on that's involved here. You can see what was original and what was not original. Whereas in the first case, there was no siman. You couldn't tell. That's why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel makes you go back and look around.
I hear what you're saying, but it's not much that you'll find them still tied together. They were tied together, but they've been pulled around by the kids. Not much that you'll find them all tied together. You have to look for 10 loops, not necessarily tied together. If you find 10 loops that are not tied together, do you have to keep looking?
Yeah,
you have to still keep looking. You wouldn't, you just have to look for 10. Okay, that is 5th, 6th, and 7th, 6th, 7th, and 8th case. Which leads us now to the 9th case. Yeah, the Zavizul. Right? You left chametz in one corner and you find the chametz in a different corner. What's the shayla?
This is the same chametz. Is it the same chametz or is it different chametz?
The same chametz or different chametz. That means, according to what would be the shayla, we know it.
Do you have to keep looking?
Isn't that?
You have to look for more chametz.
Isn't that Taylor on Machlekes Rebbe named Shimon Gamliel and Rilat Haredi?
Sounds like it.
The only thing here is that you're not seeing any mouse moving it. You kind of put it there and it seems to have been moved itself. It seems pretty obvious that it's an other comet.
I'm not sure.
Also, it's less clear that you'd have to. Because you could argue that someone might have just kicked it over. I have less of a reason to assume that it's been replaced.
Let me ask you, what would you say? You have the comments in one place and found in another place. Kuntem Shimon Gamliel of the first case. Would you have to search my own house or not?
Yeah.
As far as say you do ask, right?
Let's see
as we go in the Gemara, we'll find others. It seems to be otherwise. We have to again understand what's the chiddush between this case, the first case, and this case. Looked at the Shimon Gamliel Rabbanim. So same person, Shimon Gamliel. Titania, Kaldim Sha'ovat Bevayt, a Kaldim, an axe that was lost in the house, Habayt Tommy. The house is Tommy. That means, Shani Oimer, Adam Tomei Nichnes Hisham Benotli. There was an axe, and the axe is gone. We had a socket pushka on the bookcase. It just disappeared. One was there, one was gone. So very weird. So who's going to take the socket pushka? Somebody came in the house to take it. And my wife didn't spill it from the scum of the way. That's the other side. But that's the similar thing here. It's Calvin that just disappeared. So says Rechamim, the whole house is Tommy. Why? Because you don't know who took this axe. It could be an Adam Tommy came in. So Adam Tommy came in and took it. So all the houses, all the kingdom in the house you have to take on.
What?
A Tommy. Because Adam Tommy came in and touched all different things. He sees from the axe.
What?
He took the axe.
Why not think your wife displaced it?
Well, very good. Okay. That's not accounting. If Shimon Gamliel says that it's Tommy, sorry. Why? Shani Oimer. His Shilo La'achim. You yourself gave it to someone. B'shochach, in your memory, he's lost you. So you put it, you, took it from one corner and put it in the other corner. The Sarkak and you forgot. So what do we see? If Shimon Gamliel, of all people, if Shimon Gamliel said that what you found is what you lost. Right? You put it in this corner, you found it in this corner. So of all people to speak, says of Shimon Gamliel, that thing is sorry because you moved the axe from place A to place B. So maybe we want to say, who are the Machonites, right? Who are the Machonites? So the Chonites that you had in place A, you now have place B. So the question which we need to work out is that a steer between Shimon and Gamliel? Is that a steer? What's the small achale between the first case, where I lost one piece and I signed it, a piece, to the Shimon, no good. Not good. And I put a piece down in place A and I find a piece in place B, and I say, yeah, that is, that's the hot.
What's the difference? Well, the first case, it's bad that you know if you see a mouse go into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and it's a mouse, it's not a person, it's not a question of memory loss or things like that. You know, so you have this human factor which is different than just a mouse, which can, what a mouse does, you know. And
what's your case? Why do you have to help us? What's the case of subject?
The case of subject is the stuff is this case that's on that was done with the axe. It's missing axe.
Why is it better?
Much better. It's much better because you're starting with something. You're not starting with the black eyes.
So the more in your kind students.
I
have comments in one corner, I find comments in another corner. What gives me right to assume it's that comment? I don't hear what you're promising.
You have one piece of comment that you had, you know in one corner. It's possible that somebody, a human, no less likely than a human moved it from one corner to the other and a mouse came and all of a sudden moved it from one to the other as opposed to taking somewhere else and eating it. Multiple reasons to assume it was a human.
Rabbi?
By somebody else.
What's the difference who moves it?
What?
What's the difference who moves it?
Because if you look like a human move that
what's
one.
What's the difference if it's a human or something else?
Because when it's a mouse, you can assume that since it's a mouse already in the house,
yeah.
So he probably has more pieces, more hobbits, which is one piece that I thought I'm carrying initially. So therefore, I have to search again for the entire house and see. Maybe this piece he dropped and there's another piece that he took in.
So,
multiple pieces.
No. If a kid took a piece, I see him holding a piece and he enters the house and he drops it somewhere and I go looking and I find one piece, so then it'd be okay?
No.
So what's the difference then? If an adult does it, an adult's holding a piece of bread and I see him going into the house and he drops it somewhere and I find that piece, I find a piece, I can assume it's that piece? What's the difference? That's what I'm asking.
I wonder, does it make a difference? Since you knew where it was at the beginning, you had it in a special place that you knew where it was, for that you're able to attribute some sort of human error that you misplaced it. But the other piece, that the mouse walks in, you don't have that human error that I misplaced it. I can only blame it on the mouse.
Okay, you saying the same?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. The chilek, okay, you said it and you didn't, but the chilek I can hear is that was there a lost piece or not? Was there ever a lost piece? That's how I would say what you were to say. Was there ever a lost piece? In a case when a mouse came in with bread, I know that he had bread and it's now lost. And now I've found it. The cable was lost, and then I found it. Can I assume what I found is what was lost? I don't know. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can't. There was never anything lost. There's never anything lost. I had food in one place, and I find food in another place, and I don't see that one. Okay, so it was never lost. Like you're saying, it was just attributed to human error. The reason is, because there's never anything lost in the first place.
There is.
Nope.
It is lost in one corner, and I found another piece taken somewhere else. I can't attribute it to the first corner. According to what you're saying, it's lost.
According to what we're saying, no, forget. That's not called lost. That's not called lost. That's called, like, he wants to say, human error, or Daniel said, human error. That I think I put it here, I really put it there. But it's not that I saw any food came in the house and now I've got to search for it and I don't know where it is. Yeah, the minute I see it in this corner, I realize, oh, okay, I put it in the wrong place.
I don't understand the Rabbanan, Bechal. I mean, aim the dover so. You're looking for your keys. You thought you put it on the bookshelf on the left. You find it on the bookshelf on the right. You have to imagine in the middle of the night, a tummy person came in and moved your house and he moved your stuff. I mean, you can't live like that.
Yeah. That was in the Rabbanan, yeah.
I mean, there's ever an in the dover soap, it's that. You can't find your shoes. You got kicked under the bed. Maybe a tummy person came in the middle of the night and he hit it there. Oh, redo my house.
Okay. Need some thoughts. Need some thoughts to come up with this svar for Rabbanan. Okay, I'm going to leave it here today. We have to think about this svar. Yes,
maybe it's similar to what we said about the store, the point of origination. That's the case is the difference between seeing that the mouse took it from the original place and bring it into the house, and now I have a suffix. It's what I'm looking at. So because I have a suffix, I'm going to say, I'm going to be more machmer in that case and say maybe it's not the right piece, maybe it's a different piece. Masha'enken, when I didn't see it from the original place, I can assume that it's the same piece. And you have a suffix on it.
Not really connected. Okay, listen, what we have to do is you have to learn Rashi on this, what we just learned. Okay? So learn Tesis, the first Tesis, and the second Tesis you can do. And then keep going the Gemara. As I said, the aim of the game is by next week to have got to the Mishnah. We should be able to reach there. We have a few more Pirkei Halachos, and then that's it. So Rashi takes us on what we just learned, and then move forward on. What's the matter? Not going to say that, yes.
Yeah.
That's Hashem.
What's
the Shabbos? It's Sunday.
Which Sunday,
yeah.
Oh, all next week.
All next week, yes. Oh. Okay.